Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by SGPN Fantasy Football Podcast. They're giving away a DeAndre Swift jersey and a merch store gift card. Get all the details by following them on Twitter at SGPN Fantasy. Welcome, everybody, to the MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Malcolm Bamford. I am in Newcastle upon Tyne in the northeast corner of England. Today is Tuesday, October the 4th, where we are here to handicap the final day, games 162 of the MLB season on Wednesday, October the 5th. And here to help us go through it, we're going to touch on some other stuff as well. We've got a little teaser for what's going on tomorrow, the playoff draft, the MLB Gambling Podcast playoff draft will happen tomorrow. And the man who's done all the hard, heavy lifting today is Mr. Noah Bennick. Noah, good evening.
What's going on, Malcolm? Yeah, it's been fun. Day 162, or game 162, not really day 162. But, you know, it's been a long grind throughout the month, as I've voiced my opinion on the month. But, you know, all of the work during the season, we get to have a little bit more fun. In the postseason, it starts off with this draft. Went through a bunch of different finishes and results that I have on my notebook that I just shared on YouTube. Go tune in. But yeah, there's a couple of situations we don't have our draft order completely finished out. But I want to mention first, I am interested in that DeAndre Swift jersey. Go do whatever you need to do to go run and compete with me to win that. But congratulations to Malcolm. He has secured the number one pick in the MLB postseason draft for the MLB Gambling Podcast. What would you like to say?
I'm playing me trumpet.
We go. I'll do that.
Trumpet me up. It's true. I have been all but confirmed as the best judge here on the MLB Gambling Podcast. I mean, it wasn't really a doubt, I'm sure, for many of you, but it's nice just to be backed up, you know, for the stats. You can't argue with the stats at the end of the day. It's black and white, isn't it? It's black and white, Noah. It's fact. It's rock hard fact. It's set in stone, you know. It's bricks and mortar. You could take that to the bank. I am the best judge on the show. So, I mean, in case people aren't aware, we're gonna do a playoff preview tomorrow, as you would expect with all of our picks. But the four of us, Dylan and Moonaf, are going to join, and we're going to draft our playoff team. So to decide the draft order, Noah went through the preseason picks to see who done the best on division winners and win totals. And I won't surprise many of you to know I came out on top. It's fair enough, really. a British man came out on top, handicapping America's pastime. But there you go. So yeah, we're going to have a little look at that later on. But I mean, talk about how good a judge I am. I went 1-10 last night on my MLB picks, Noah. So there you go. I mean, you can't argue with that, can you? That's the sort of quality you're up against.
Yeah, we're going to say technically it was not the podcast that we did yesterday for the Lock Dog Total.
No, it wasn't actually.
Monday's slate, not Tuesday's slate, thankfully.
Yeah, we don't do a show on Sunday, do we? But I put me tally site picks in. I thought I'll have a little check this morning, see how I got on. Yeah, 1-10, little 9% win record.
That's
there.
Just as hard to do as 10-1. So
yeah, it really is. Yeah, I should get a certificate or something. I don't think I seem to recall all season Mondays have been horrible, and I've had to fight back the rest of the week. And that seems to, like, a bad Monday concentrates my mind, I think, Noah. This seems to be my MO. Like, you know, hungry dogs run faster and all that. Once I'm miles behind on a Monday, I think, oh, shit, I better concentrate. And then I'll inch me way back. And by Sunday, I'll be at 50%. And then Monday, off dog shit again.
I just think it's hilarious. Like, we had probably 25 analysts that started during the beginning of the season for MLB on Tally site. And now it's down to 8. It's like down to 11 or 8, whatever it is.
It's thinned out. Yeah. The track behind us. is littered with the fallen bodies of MLB handicappers who haven't been able to keep up with the grind. But where are they? Dragging our weary legs. Yeah, dirt in our eyes. We're all 6 inches smaller than we were in April when we started handicapping. But we're still going. And we've made 3 picks tomorrow. We make lock, dog, and total picks tomorrow. And because there's 15 games on, Noah. And 15 teams are going to win and 15 teams are going to lose. So
we have
three of them
correct.
Correct. So I tell you what we'll do first. We'll get some of these ad reads done, shall we? And then we can crack on picking winners for game 162. WinBet, our usual port of call for all of our lines. The perfect time to join is right now. $100 gets you a $100 free bet. The WinBet Casino is open 24 hours a day. You get 100% deposit bonus up to 1,000 bucks if you are in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, or Virginia. Loads to choose from. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know that we sent you. That sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. T's and C's at winbet.com. Must be 20 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you are someone who knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And Fubo TV, if you're a football fan, I assume you are like us. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football plus NFL Red Zone. No contract, no commitment. You can cancel at any time. Hundreds of channels of sports and entertainment. Try Fubo TV free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. Okay, just before we start handicapping these games, Noah, I know we laughed heartily at how sad Dylan was last night. That was lots of fun. But the Mets are still alive. Atlanta shit the bed just a little bit. You know, just a little bit of a lumpy pump. It wasn't a full-on shitting of the bed, but they had a lumpy pump. I mean, they could lose again today. Sorry?
They're still alive. It's hilarious.
They're still alive. Yeah, it's not quite time to change the sheets, but could be interesting tonight. They're still, still in there, but shouting.
The Marlins need to sweep the Braves. That's all.
That yeah, right. That would be very, very funny. And obviously the Mets
scenarios that we're waiting on to finish out our draft order. So
it's so still up in the air.
The three of you guys had the Mets winning the division in the preseason, and I was the only one lonely with the Braves. So
lonely are the Braves. Do you know that film?
No, I don't.
Oh, mate, it's a really old cowboy film. And I think it's the story of he's like the last cowboy, you know, and he's been chased out of the West. All the land where the cowboys used to do their thing is diminished, and he's been slowly chased across the West. And he finally, he reaches the last American highway. And as he crosses the last American highway on his big white horse, he gets run over by a toilet fixtures truck. And I mean, yeah, that's a metaphor for the MLB season right there, is it?
There you go. I'm not the biggest movie guy, but I've seen almost every baseball movie, and I consider myself to be an expert on that. But other movies, no, not really. I haven't seen many, many classics.
I haven't seen barely any movies at all, but I know that from a song or an album or something.
Gotcha. My movies I just are remember sports. Every day, every week, you know, you got a new movie out.
Yeah, see, Captain Zeno is in, but it's like a 1954 proper sort of spaghetti western kind of thing, but yeah, the toilet fixtures truck gets him in the end.
So what do you want to do first? Tomorrow's lock dog in total, or you want to review some of the biggest picks from the preseason that helped us determine?
Let's make some picks first.
All right, cool.
I need to get my juices running. There's not many games It's a horrible slate. There's not many games with pitches. There's a lot of teams pissing about, which is fair enough. I think the teams are as interested as us at this point. So I only
reckon this. I'm very interested in this.
Oh, are you?
I haven't been talking about this 3-day stretch for 2 weeks. I haven't been doing that. No.
The six games with lines, I think.
We've got three picks in the six
games. We've got three. And again, we haven't discussed our picks, so we could very easily have picked the same.
I'm going to guess we have one of the same.
And we could even be going up against each other in a couple. But anyway, anywhere you like, start us off, kid.
Total. We're going under 8. Are we on the same page here?
No. Nope.
Under 8 in Cubs and Reds.
I haven't touched that game at all. That's good.
Oh, the under is 12-4 in the Reds' last 16 games and 5-2 in the Cubs' last 7. I actually think that the Cubs could win this game outright, too, as they are playing hard down the final stretch of the season. 7-1 of the last 8 games, including a 3-game sweep of Philly. And the Reds are 1-6 in their last 7. Starting for the Cubs is Adrian Sampson, who has a 1.73 ERA in his last 7 games, and he's faced the Reds twice in that stretch to the tune of 13 innings, only 8 hits, 2 runs, and 7 Ks. The only reason why I don't have the Cubs winning this game and putting them as my dog is because it's at the Great American Ballpark. It's a notorious hitter's park, but starting for Cincinnati is our guy Graham Ashcraft, a cover boy of our tail-at-home, fade-on-the-road splits, as he's almost a full run better, weirdly, in a hitter-friendly ballpark in Cincinnati than on the road. So come on, one more time for 2022's sake, give me Sampson, Ashcraft, Reds, Cubs, under 8.
I feel like Graham Ashcraft has had way too much airtime on the podcast. I reckon he's had more airtime on our podcast than he's had on any other channel media. I bet even Cincinnati specific radio shows haven't talked about Graham Ashcraft as much as we have this season. Why not? Hopefully, I think you go okay next year. I think you should make the rotation. Sampson hasn't been terrible either. The Cubs have. Between him and Javier Assad, Wesneski, the last couple of weeks as well. They look like they might be able to cobble some stuff together. They're not completely tanking the Cubs for next season, but yeah. So that's why I'll start with my total as well then. I've got it over 7 in the Arizona and Milwaukee Brewers game. This is Merrill Kelly against Corbin Burns, I think. Yeah, it is. The lines on the game. No, I'm never going to find these now. Just try and update everything.
You're going against my lock. My lock's the under in this game. Go ahead.
Oh, is it? Oh, no. Well, you've made a right fool of yourself there. the lines in the game are... I'm going to find them, I promise. There they are. Arizona plus 154. The Brewers are minus 182. And the total is at 7. Okay, well, you've disappointed me here. You're wrong. Merrill Kelly's struggling, and he looks really, really tired to me. His last 5 starting, he's given up 8, 2, 5, 3, and 4. 390 road ERA, which is just about in the wheelhouse to be able to get us to this number of 7. Corbin Burns has given up 2, 5, and 3 in 3 of his last 4. So he's not been really lights out. He's always good for a few. So let's get 3 or 4 out of Kelly. Let's get 2 or 3 out of Burns. There we get to 6 or 7. I know the Brewers' bullpen is good. There's going to be some relaxed bats here, just swinging away, having a little bit of fun. And I thought with, especially Kelly, we really enjoyed how Merrill Kelly's pitched this season. But he does look a little bit tired to me. And I think the Brewers certainly can get to him for maybe 3 or 4. So it won't take an awful lot after that to get over the total of 7, Noah.
You're not concerned about the Brewers being on the beach?
But yeah, it's fine. That's what I'm talking about, just relax, bats. They're not going to stand up there and not swing. Do you know what I mean? It only takes a couple of hits. And when they get to the plate, they're going to try and hit some runs. This could finish. When games that are on the beach, they could easily finish like 15-11. Everyone's just having a lovely time.
You're right, but I think Merrill Kelly is his last start of the season. He's had a great season, been one of the more surprising pitchers. He hasn't been great as of late, but he recently had a start against the Brewers where he went seven innings, gave up four hits, zero runs, and had seven punchies.
He was in form then, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, but that was only like six starts ago. It was like a month ago.
Yeah, so his last five starts, he's given up 22 runs.
It was just convenient for you to fit it into your sample size there.
There's no such thing as convenient facts, is there? Fact, that's, again, take it to the bank. It's just, I'm just pointing out the facts. I'm not putting an opinion on those facts.
We don't do this very often.
All right. You're right.
Each other. Yeah, I know I'm right.
No, you're right about us not doing it very often. You're not right about your actual handicap. You're very wrong about that. But it's fine. And tomorrow, I won't take the piss or anything. I'll just, you look at me and you say, Malcolm, I apologise. You're better than me. And I'll say, no, don't worry about it. It happens. And we'll move on with our relationship.
When are we going to do this MLB draft? Because we might be doing it right during this game.
Oh, yeah, we could do. It'll be over by
10 Eastern. If we started at 5 Eastern like we normally do, we'll be sweating this out during it.
And we won't be sweating it out because it'll be done by the fourth inning, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, come on.
Ooh, there you go. look forward to going against each other in that one tomorrow. Right, so that was your...
That was my
Well,
lock.
You might as well... What was that, I mean, your luck?
Yeah,
Go on, then. You crack on and handicap. Give us the rest of your handicap for that.
So honestly, I want to give out a shout out to the chat. It's either Dustpan Dupree or Dustdan Dupree. It's got a 9 in his name. He goes, who's favorite for first pick? Well, you are picking first, so maybe you are the best handicap there. But earlier in the episode, he goes, I appreciate you guys. Started listening about halfway through the season, and you guys have been fire the last week, and I credit you guys for more than you know, so thank you. You are the best. Well, thanks, Dupree. I don't think we're better than we know, but
no. We're just my 1 in 10 last night wasn't better than anybody knows.
We're just some normal guys making MLB picks, and we do a little bit more research than the normal man. But I guess I'll take a compliment when I get one, because I don't get many. Total has hit the under in 9 of the Brewers' last 12 games and 6 of their last 8 at home. And like I said, Merrill Kelly's last start of the season, he's had a great year. Corbin Burns, 3.15 ERA in his last five starts, and at home he has a 3.20 ERA. Like I mentioned, I think the Brewers might be on the beach, and the D-backs young guys are competing, and they have already put up 5 runs on Corbin Burns once this season at Chase Field. So there's a counter argument for Malcolm, but I like both good pitchers here, and I think that they can get this under.
Okay, yeah, so we'll take each other on there. In that one, no problem with that. The Elias Game Plan app is another source, apart from myself, of excellent and shrewd information. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for NFL, NBA, and MLB. Elias Sports Bureau are the official statisticians of U.S. pro sports leagues. So take the NFL season to the next level. Download the Elias Game Plan app. Use our code SGPN25. That'll get 25% off your first month when you choose the monthly subscription. That's the Elias Game Plan sports betting app in the App Store or Play Store. Use the promo code SGPN25. PromoGuy.us will give you all the info you need to know to get the best cash bonuses from all the major sports books. There's a VIP Discord group that gives you deeper plus EV analytics right at your fingertips as well. Promo Guy is run by a small team of passionate sports fans. PromoGuy.us. Check out the 100% tracked and transparent and proven method for betting smarter. Make sure to check out PromoGuy.us. And No House Advantage, changing the game, offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Pick'em contests worth over $250,000. You climb the leaderboard to earn the big money every day. All the sports that you could want up there. SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com is the promo code. Download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25. That is SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com. OKC.com. It's not just how you play, but also where you play. Okay, so we accidentally then gave out an extra pick. I'll go to my dog next. My dog pick is going to be the Philadelphia Phillies at the Houston Astros. The Phillies... What are you laughing at now?
My dog is in that game, but I got the run line on the Astros.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Go ahead, cap it.
Right, okay, I'll talk you out of it. You might change your mind here. The lines I've got here are Philly.
I was considering either going even Philly's money line or it was going to be Astros' run line. It was either
way. Yeah, there was a lot of those when I was handicapping because I was trying to look for a dog as well. I'll tell you, I've got a lot of scribbles on my sheet here. There's a lot of things that we're hearing scribbled out. I've got Glenn Otto sucks written down and scribbled out.
I looked at that too.
Yeah. So Philly plus 154, my pick. Houston at minus 182. Totally is 7.5. I thought Bailey Falter. So it's Bailey Falter against Framber Valdez here. Bailey Falter's had one bad start against Atlanta, which I think was three starts ago. But the other four starts in that run, he's given up 0-1, 1-2 earned runs. Framber Valdez is struggling a little bit. He's got a 3.76 home ERA, which is beatable. But his last three starts, he's given up 6-4-2. The Phillies fell over the finishing line. They considered... making an arse of it last week. But now they've actually over the finish line. They've won three in a row as well. And they've got a wild card series coming up, so they'll want to stay in good habits. They haven't got anything to play for here, but I just think they'll just want to keep their heads in the game a little bit more than Houston, who can switch off behind a struggling Valdez. I thought Philly might just eke out a win here, Noah.
Yeah, I was on that trend until I just realized that, you know, Framber Valdez has been one of the best or more consistent pitchers of the year. And he recently had his 25 quality start streak in a row snapped. Has had two rough starts in a row. I think he's going to want to bounce back prior to a week layoff going into the postseason because they've got this bye. So that was the thing that swayed me off of the Phillies here. Honestly, I think you could go Astros run line, Phillies money line, or the over in this game. You can paint a picture in either way of those three games or three ways, I think. But for me, Astros, they're 14-6 in their last 20. Philly, they're 4-1 in their last five after getting swept by the Cubs. I talked about the Framber Valdez thing. The Astros' last regular season home game, and they're facing Bailey Falter, a left-handed pitcher, who has faced a lot of weak competition in his recent hot streak. Two starts against Miami, then Arizona, Pittsburgh twice as well. He had one good start against the Braves, but his only bad start in that stretch was giving up six runs to that same Braves team his next outing. I'm looking to see the Astros end their season with a bang here. Run line.
Okay. So there you go. What we've given you here, listeners, is counter arguments for you to make up your own decision. Side with... whoever made the best case.
In the chat as well, Captain Sato, I like his handicap. We just didn't have a confirmed pitcher for the Cardinals, but he likes the Pirates as an underdog. And we have been playing the Pirates a lot throughout the last month.
Yeah, absolutely.
Johan Oviedo is on the mound for the Pirates. The Cardinals could be sitting a bunch of players, but, I mean, we won't know that a day before when we're recording it. He says he feels like it could be big odds when it comes out, and he'll jump on it right away. It feels the Pirates want to end on a good note, young team building for the future, while the Cardinals are looking towards the playoffs. So, I mean, I'm in total agreement with the handicap, just wasn't going to give it out on pitcher.
Yeah, the Pirates have won the last two, they're 6-4 in the last 10. And a lot of those wins have been at fancy prices as well. I think they had a walk-off walk. Was it last night? O'Neill Cruz, our guy, had a walk-off walk either last night or the night before. So, yeah, Pittsburgh have been one of the profitable teams.
He's such a puzzling player. He is.
He's a walking highlight reel, but then kind of his underlying stats are all a little bit minging, aren't they?
Yeah. Hopefully he just gets more consistent at the plate next season because he's got loads of talent.
Yeah, I love watching him field as well. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah, cannon of an arm.
Is that you done for picks then? Because we doubled up earlier on. Have you made your three?
Yep, you just have one more pick here left.
So, I've got my lock. I love this. I love this lock pick. Might be on game number 162. Might be the bet of the season, Noah. Of all the times to pick the bet of the season, we've done it on the very last day. So,
really?
The pick is, it's minus 130, and it is the Chicago White Sox to beat the Minnesota Twins. I don't know what you're laughing at. The pitching matchup here is Davis Martin for the Chicago White Sox and Louis Varland for the Minnesota Twins. I'll give you the lines here if I can find them. The White Sox, minus 134. So already money's piling in on them from the minus 130 I handicapped it at earlier on. Minnesota plus 113. Totally set at 7.5. Davis Martin has a 2.81 ERA in, I was going to say his last five starts. I think it's his only five starts, actually. He's got a couple of really good starts in there as well. His last time out was against the Padres. He only gave up one earned run in that one. 2-4-3-2 apart from that. Louis Varland, I've got his stats in front of me there. Louis Varland's just been, rookie come up. We were hoping for some half-decent things. He's been inconsistent, really. He's got an ERA of 4.71 in the four games he started. What caught my eye here was, and this fit absolutely perfectly in my handicap, the four games he started, they have lost 4-3, they've lost 4-2, they've lost 5-1, and they've lost 5-4. And this was exactly in the kind of wheelhouse score I was looking at. The Oppo will score 4 or 5. In Minnesota, will score 2 or 3. Perfect. Absolutely perfect when I looked at that. That was just the rubber stamp Bosch that put on this Chicago White Sox pick. Noah, tell me why you were laughing at that when I picked it out at the start.
Just because I was eyeing it as well. I like Davis Martin, a Texas Tech guy. My only thing is, like, his three of his four games that we have, again, conveniently handicapped in his last four, he did have that great start against San Diego, 8 strikeouts, 6.2, but he faced the Tigers twice and Minnesota once in the last four games. Against Minnesota, he went 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk, no runs. So it was a good start against Minnesota, but I don't think any of these those offenses, especially two starts against Detroit, really is convincing. And I don't know, I have a soft spot for Louis Varland. He's the hometown guy. He went to Concordia, St. Paul in Minnesota. So I know you're not really the college guy and don't follow those sweet type of stories, but it's hard for me to go against that guy. In his last outing, pitching for his like hometown team, I guess. So
fair enough. Okay, I know you're going to give us a little 5 minutes on some of these divisional picks and over-unders that we took pre-season, Noah. Just to establish once and for all how indeed I am the best judge on the MLB Gambling Podcast, I'll tell you first about Trade Coffee's back. We like Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee is the personalised coffee people. You take their little quiz and they will personalise your coffee drinking for you. I'll tell you what Trade will do once I've found the bit that tells you what Trade will do. Trade support small independent roasters up and down the country to give you the best cup of coffee you've ever tried at home. They offer our listeners a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping at drinktrade.com. Trade will have whatever you want. You can shop the most popular coffees by roast or flavor profile, and you can take the coffee quiz and get expertly matched with coffees that you love. You'll get your coffee delivered fresh when you need it. Nothing to lose because Trade guarantees you'll love your first bag. If not, they'll work with you to replace it for free. So go to drinktrade.com/SGP for your $30 off your subscription to the best coffees in the country. And finally, Odds Trader, firstly, compare all the odds from major sportsbooks and then all the different sign-up codes and promos as well to get you the best value deals around. And after that, you'll get things like handicapping, play-by-play updates, live scores, player stats, key game stats, game day weather, bet tracker, which is really important as well. OddsTrader.com/BlueWire is the place for all of that. OddsTrader.com/BlueWire. the number one site for all of your game day bets. Okay, so the draft is tomorrow. You did go through some numbers. So just generally speaking, how well did we all do? Were there some glaring mistakes or things that we were pretty good on? Just having cast your eye over the numbers in the spreadsheet that we've got today, Noah, what was your general feeling on how we handicapped these totals and these divisional winners?
General feeling was we were, I would say, not good enough, like convincingly, I would say. 3-3 in the win totals for Malcolm Munoz. Dylan has a chance to be 4-2. He's sweating out the Padres. They have two games remaining. He has the Padres at under 89.5. Their current record is 88-72. If they lose one of two games against the Giants in the remaining season, he would cash that and lead us with four wins over Malcolm with 3, Munoz with 3, and I was 2-4 for win totals. Biggest hit, obviously we all know that, it was the Baltimore Orioles who cashed in the middle of August for Malcolm. One of our biggest tiebreakers was the, we called it win total differential instead of run differential. we gave it 19.5. So that means they covered by 19.5 games, Malcolm. That was quite huge.
Yeah, baby.
We've covered that quite a bit. So I won't go into any more extensive details on that. But the other thing that you hit that helped you a ton was you hit big on the Yankees, the regular season champions in the middle of the season. You had the Yankees at plus 250 in the preseason to win the AL East. And Munoz and I took the under 91.5 on the Yankees. So you had a reverse. The way I did it was division winners favored by minus 150 or higher, only got 1 point. So like the Dodgers at minus 230, everybody took them. That was like almost obvious that, I mean, that was kind of the play in the preseason. So everybody just got one for the Dodgers. But if it was minus 149 or lower, better odds, I gave it 2 points for hitting. So, Mel, you got 2 points for the plus 250 on the Yankees winning the AL East. And for everybody saying that's chalk still, Toronto was plus 170 in the preseason, and Munoz and Dylan had that. So that was a 4-point swing for you over me and Munoz.
What struck me looking at my pick, I had absolutely no sweats. I was either an easy winner or was an easy loser. There was nothing that came within either the division winners. Got the Yankees, Astros, and the Dodgers, which all won.
You had the second biggest sweat out of all of us. You had the Cubs.
Which one? The what? The Cubs on the totals. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I'm looking at I had the Cubs as my division winner. So yeah. Because actually, at half time in the season, the Cubs looked miles away. And then had a little seven game streak fairly recently. But the Orioles won comfortably. But then the Twins never really looked like getting there. The Angels were never in it. The D-backs covered by loads. So yeah, not really many sweats. It was that I was either very, very good or very, very bad. But when we get to doing a season review once the whole World Series is over, because we've got loads of player props and things like that. So we'll try and
don't get settled until like early November.
Yeah.
When all the stuck up writers get to vote on who wins and all that stuff.
We'll try and divide it up. So tomorrow we're going to do our draft, our World Series draft. Yes, thank Captain Cino. Point out that I am the champ. Aye, aye, Captain.
Yeah, I'm on the other end, the polar opposite. I'm in fourth in three of our four scenarios that we have left remaining. So,
but like you say, there wasn't much in it. We did okay, but yeah, probably not good enough. It was a really good description of how it went, actually.
Yeah.
So we're gonna draft our World Series picks tomorrow, and then on Thursday we're gonna do wild card picks. I think we got some friends of the show. Johnny Junter might be kicking around, and maybe the Consig. Hopefully, I haven't spoken to the Consig since I spent half an hour with him in Vegas last last month. So looking forward to that.
Yeah. So, on Twitter, yeah, we have a poll asking how we should do our draft. Because Malcolm, we had a point system. Malcolm clearly earned that number one pick. Should he pick 1, 5, and 9, or should he pick in snake draft order, 1st, 8th, and 9th? Let us know. Vote on Twitter. It ends at 3 a.m., which is Malcolm's normal time of him waking up. So it's perfect allotted time for everybody to be able to handicap the same amount.
At some point, when we were discussing that, Moonaf said in our chat that I was a child in a 60-year-old's body, which was one of the most offensive things I've ever heard.
Screw Malcolm, but that's fine with me. Malcolm is a child in a 60-year-old body.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. I forgot he'd opened it up with "screw Malcolm." Yeah, that was a lovely touch from Moonaf. I think the MLB season sent Moonaf actually potty. He's lost it a little bit. He just do about 19 shows a day. Fair play to Moon after.
Yeah, he tweeted it out. He just eclipsed 500 episodes with
FCC. Yeah, yeah. Bloke's an absolute machine, hence the nickname. Right, okay. So we've got all that to come tomorrow. So we've still got some bets going off tonight. Tuesday's games haven't really started yet.
Yeah.
And then we've got these little picks for tomorrow where me and Nora are going head to head.
And if you want to root for your favorite analyst on the MLB gambling podcast, I'll give you the scenarios that we're waiting on for tomorrow to finish it out. Malcolm, he's of course secured the number one draft pick, but there's four different ways that this could turn out. The number one most likely way is that the Padres lose one of their final two games, the Braves win the division, Dylan will pick second, Munoz picks third, I pick fourth. Scenario two is the Braves win the NL East, the Padres win both of their remaining games, Munoz picks second, I pick third, and Dylan picks fourth. Scenario three is the Mets win the NL East. The Padres lose one game. Dylan picks second. Munoz picks third. I pick fourth. And the last scenario, the least likely, but still could happen. The Mets win the NL East. The Padres win both games. Munoz picks second. Dylan picks third. And I pick fourth. So we'll have to figure out when we're drafting at this time, because if the Padres win tomorrow, technically they would have to – or if they win tonight, technically they would have to win tomorrow as well, and we could be drafting during the game. So if they win tonight, we might count that as two wins for the Padres. We don't know. We'll have to find out.
I'll let you bums fight that out. Thank you very much, Noah, for joining me. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Everyone, Dryden, Captain Sino, Dupree as well. Kind words. Really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Good luck with your picks tonight and tomorrow. We'll be back with the draft tomorrow night. Until then, good luck with everything, gang. We will see you down the road. Cheers.